Good evening. In preparation for this, these words of encouragement, I wanted to think of an actual word that kind of inspires encouragement. And I came on the word hope. And hope is something that everyone throughout life is searching for. Christian, non-Christian, we're all trying to find something to hold on to, something to believe in, something to hope in. And the hope I'm talking about is not the type of hope like, I hope it's not going to rain tomorrow. That's not the type of hope I mean. I mean hope that we have as Christians in our salvation. You see, people can survive without much food, water, shelter, clothing, transportation. But without hope, so many tend to just give up. They fall prey to the many sins of this world. But we, always as Christians, our hope is hope that we're going to go to heaven. We hope that God hears and answers our prayers. And ultimately we hope that our labors here are not in vain. So with that in mind, I want to share with you 3 points that I think as Christians, hope provides for us. That first point is, hope brings faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Hebrew writer tells us, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and the conviction of things not seen." You see, the evidence and assurance of our faith in God is hope. We don't have to see Him or touch Him to believe He's there. We have His Word, and through that, it provides us numerous examples of His power, His might, His fury, but also His love. And in each individual's life, we have those examples and evidences of His existence and His love for us. So that second point is hope provides security. Now, home alarm systems, security guards, you know, here on this earth, they offer hope and protection from external things, wicked people wanting to do wicked things to us. But the eternal hope that we have as Christians in Jesus Christ means that we're completely secure in God's hand and He is in control. When the storms of this life are raging, our anchor as Christians is the hope that God is in control and will protect us. And my third and final point tonight, hope provides strength. And I think this is one of the most important ones. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, it says, "But those who hope the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." The demands of this life, they can beat us down. Spiritually, emotionally, and physically. But, as Christians, remembering the hope that we have in Christ, we can overcome whatever this life throws at us. We can overcome evil with good. We can bless and not curse. And draw on God's Word to give us a renewed energy to face this world. And in closing, I talk about the hope that we have as Christians. And at the beginning, I talked about how everyone out there is searching for something. They're looking for something to hold on to believe in, to ultimately hope in. Well, Jesus charged His disciples with going out throughout all the world and preaching His Word, preaching redemption through Him. And I believe that's the same job we have today. So I want to challenge you and challenge myself as I try to do every day. And share with somebody that you know is wondering and going through this world and trying to find something. Share with them the hope that you have. So that one day they may be able to answer the call and experience that same hope. That hope that I've personally said it in prayers, and I've heard it said in other prayers. You know, we thank God for sending His Son to die upon the cross so we have that hope of spending eternity in heaven. I believe it's our job while we're here on this earth to share with others that hope we have and ultimately bring them to God, not for our glory, but for His ultimately. So with that in mind, thank you for your attention tonight.